In the light of hadith, 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 in the light of hadith.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله We are again here for learning pearls of knowledge from the blessed sayings of Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And today we'll discuss about the love with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, narrated by Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. An Anas radiyallahu anhu qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam la yu'minu ahadukum حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين رواه البخاري حضرت أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه narrated The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has stated None of you will have faith until he loves me more than his father and his children and all mankind Imam Bukhari رحمة الله عليه has narrated this hadith. There are two kinds of love. One is natural, other is rational. Natural love is that which we have naturally in our heart, as love with our parents, our siblings, our homeland, our country. That is natural love. And rational love, because of the greatness of someone or because of the favor of someone. That's a rational love. Our scholars have explained the love which is required from us regarding the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is rational love. But that rational love should be so strong that it should be preferred and it should overcome natural love as well. As we love our parents, but if on the other side there is love with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we must prefer the being of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam over our parents, our children, as the same point has been mentioned in this hadith. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده ووالده والناس أجمعين. Love with father, love with children is natural love. But the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam should be more than this love. So that rational love should be more than natural love. And that is the requirement of Iman. And that requirement and that demand has been mentioned in the verses of the Holy Quran as well. As in two places, I'll recite two verses from the Holy Quran. In one place, in Surah At-Tawbah, ayah number 24, Almighty Allah has stated, قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ فَتَرَبَّصُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ Almighty Allah has described every and each beloved thing which is naturally beloved. Almighty Allah has mentioned all those. Translation. Say, O Prophet, O people, if your fathers and your sons and your brothers and your wives and your relatives and the wealth that you have gained and the trade in which you fear a decline and the dwellings in which you delight are dearer to you than Allah and His Messenger and striving hard in His cause, then wait until Allah brings about His decision, His torment. Now, see the meanings of ayah. Almighty Allah has mentioned Aba'ukum, your fathers, وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ your sons, وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ and your brothers, وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ and your wives, وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ and your relatives, وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا and your wealth, وَتِجَارَةٌ and your trading, وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا and your dwellings. Almighty Allah has mentioned all those things which are naturally beloved to us. Then Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is stating, if all these things are dearer to you more than Allah and His Messenger, so then wait for the decision of Allah regarding punishing you. So Almighty Allah has mentioned the same thing which has been mentioned in Hadith. Then there is another ayah in Surah Al-Mujadala, ayah number 22. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla has stated, لَا تَجِدُ قَوْمًا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرَ يُوَادُّونَ مَنْ حَادَّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَلَوْ كَانُوا آبَاءَهُمْ أَوْ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ أَوْ إِخْوَانَهُمْ أَوْ عَشِيرَتَهُمْ أُولَئِكَ كَتَبَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْإِيمَانَ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ بِرُوحٍ مِّنْهُ وَيُدْخِلُهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ أُولَئِكَ حِزْبُ اللَّهِ أَلَا إِنَّ حِزْبَ اللَّهِ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. You will not find any people who believe in Allah and the last day making friendship with those who oppose Allah and His Messenger, even though they are their fathers, are their sons, are their brothers, are their relatives. For such He has written faith in their hearts and strengthened them with ruh, true guidance, or Jibreel Amin, from Himself, and we will admit them to gardens, paradise, under which rivers flow, to dwell therein forever. Allah is pleased with them, and they are pleased with Allah. They are the party of Allah. Verily, it is the party of Allah that will be the successful. Now, see these two ayat. In first ayah, Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded us to love Allah and His Messenger more than our fathers, brothers, wives, and all the other things. And in the second ayah, Allah Azza wa Jal has stated that you will never find that person who believes in Allah and in the Day of Judgment, that he will make friend those people who oppose Allah and His Messenger, whether they are their fathers and brothers and their relatives and their beloveds. But if they oppose Allah, means if their fathers and their brothers and their relatives and their friends, if they oppose Allah and the Messenger of Allah, so then the true believer, the real lover of Allah and Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will leave friendship with these people. He will give up relations with all these people. So that is the requirement of our faith. And really, it takes place, that kind of love takes place, and that kind of faith takes place when we become true believers, when we become true faithful people. That time it takes place, as it was in Sahaba Ikram. They sacrificed their own lives, they sacrificed their fathers, their relatives, their homelands, their everything, they sacrificed over the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there is another hadith in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explains this hadith in other way. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned the same thing, that none of you will become true believer until he loves me more than his fathers and all the mankind. Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala was there. Immediately he answered when he listens that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam should be dearer than fathers and children and all the mankind. So immediately he acknowledged and he said in the Holy Quran of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, you are dearer to me. You are dearer to me more than any other things, except my life. Means my life is more dearer, but other than my life, you are dearer to me than any other things, than all the mankind. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made him understand, O Umar, none could become perfect mu'min and faithful and believer until he loves me even more than his own life. Then Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu immediately answered, Ya Rasulullah, you are dearer to me more than even my own life. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, now you have perfected your faith. Now your faith has become perfected. When you are loving me more than your own life, then you have perfected your faith. And that was the condition already with Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he thought about his own condition and his own feelings regarding Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So then he came to know and he realized really Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is dearer to him than his own life. So then he acknowledged and he mentioned, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are ahabbu, you are dearer to me even more than even my own life. And that was not the condition of only Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala. That was the condition of all Sahaba ikram. Whichever Sahabi we read his biography, so we see the same thing, that they love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than their own lives. That's why when we read the battle of Uhud, so that time Ansar Sahaba ikram, Muhajir Sahaba ikram, so what did they do for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? When infidels, the people of Makkah, when they attacked the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was surrounded by those infidels of Makkah, so that time seven Sahaba ikram, seven companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so they became shield for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they became like a wall between Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and infidels of Makkah, and they took all the attacks on their own lives, and they didn't let Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam be harmed, and they sacrificed their own selves. Even they were martyred at that time, but they didn't let Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam be harmed. So that was their sacrifice. And why? Because they knew very well that the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is more important than their own lives. And it was a common saying of Sahaba ikram, Fidaka abi wa ummi ya Rasulullah, Fidaka nafsi ya Rasulullah. That was very common, as when we read biography and when we read Sira books, so we read these sentences again and again. They used to come to the holy court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they would say these words, Fidaka abi wa ummi ya Rasulullah. What does that mean? Fidaka abi wa ummi ya Rasulullah, my parents, my father and mother, be sacrificed on you. My life, be sacrificed on you. My soul, be sacrificed on you. That was the statement of Sahaba ikram, and that was the love of Sahaba ikram with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then there are many many stories regarding Sahaba ikram in which they showed that love. As in the same battle of Uhud, when it was the rumors or spreaded that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has got martyred, so one Sahabiya, she came to see Sahaba ikram, how is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So when she met Sahaba ikram, someone told her that your father, your brother, your husband have been martyred. But every and each time she asked about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell me how my beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is. And when Sahaba ikram told her that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is safe and he is secured, she announced, Kullu muslimatin ba'daka jaluni ya Rasulullah. Ya Rasulullah, if you are secure, if you are safe, so then all the hardships and all the problems are nothing when you are safe. While you are safe, then everything is nothing. So that was the love of that Sahabiya with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then there are many other stories as well. Once there was a Sahabi, Hazrat Thauban radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He came to the holy court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his face was pale. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, "What happened to you? Why you are looking too much worried?" He told, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I love you too much. When I am away from you, I come to the court and I get your ziyara, and I get satisfied. And I was thinking, on the day of judgment, through your blessing and wasila, if Allah make me enter into paradise, and you would be in paradise as well, but you will be in the highest ranks and we will be in the lower ranks. So how can I get your ziyarah in paradise? Almighty Allah sent Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam, and Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam came with revelation, with wahi, with this ayah. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. Translation: and whosoever obeys Allah and the Messenger, then they will be in the company of those on whom Allah has bestowed His grace, the prophets, the Siddiqeen, extremely truthful, the martyrs, and the righteous. And how excellent these companions are. So then that Sahabi got satisfied when he came to know, when he was told about this ayah, that Almighty Allah has revealed this ayah. Whosoever want the company of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in paradise, so he should follow Allah and His Messenger. Almighty Allah will grant him the company of prophets and Siddiqeen and Shuhada and Salihin. But look at the condition of that Sahabi when he came to the holy court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What was his condition? He was pale, he was worried, and he was thinking about the ziyarah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in paradise. And he's saying, Ya Rasulullah, when I become worried in this world, I come to your court, I get your ziyarah, I look at you, I get your ziyarah, I get satisfied, I get happy, I remove my anxiety and tension and stress. But what would happen if I would be deprived of your ziyarah on the day of judgment? And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then told him the way of getting ziyarah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in paradise. So now look at their loves with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then there is another very beautiful story of one Sahabi, Hazrat Abdullah bin Zaid bin Abd Rabbihi. He was working in his field, coughing in his field, when he was informed about the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had passed away, he had departed this world. When the Sahabi realized that now I have become deprived of the ziyarah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forever in this world, because before that, whenever I want to get ziyarah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I come to the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and I get ziyarah. But what will happen now? I have become deprived of the ziyarah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this world. So he raised his hands. He prayed in the court of Allah. Oh Allah, make me blind. Oh Allah, make me blind. Now, after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I don't want to see anyone else. And then he got blind. That was his love with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that was the love of Sahaba ikram with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because they knew very well that without the love of Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is no faith. There is no perfection of faith. There is no perfection of iman. If someone has to perfect his iman, he has to fill his heart with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the stronger his love would be with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the stronger his iman would be. And that iman is really a requirement of iman. And that kind of iman, such iman is needed and such iman is required. Now there is another discussion, that what are the signs of love with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and what is the way to acquire such love which has been mentioned here and which has been proven in the lives of Sahaba ikram? How can we get that love? What is the way of acquiring that love? So the way is very easy. Imam Ahl Sunnah Mujaddid Deen Millat Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmatul Rahman was asked the same question, and he answered very beautifully. And in the other books of Seerah, as in Ash-Shifa by Qadi Iyad Rahmatullah Alayh, then in Al-Mawahibul Ladunniya, and in other books of Seerah, so they have discussed this matter, and they gave the ways and methods of acquiring the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So some are the best ways of acquiring that love. One of them is to read the Holy Quran, because Quran is a miracle, is a mu'jiza of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we read Quran and we come to know the exaltedness of Quran, we come to know the exaltedness and greatness of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well. The first thing. The second, reading the seerah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with full concentration, studying the seerah, is really one of the biggest means of acquiring that love. Because when we read the biography, the seerah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so we realize how beautiful was the character of beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and how many excellences he had, and he has now, and he will have on the day of judgment, and what is his status in the court of Allah, and what excellences Almighty Allah has granted him, and which kind of excellences Almighty Allah has granted him over all the prophets, and what is his status in the court of Allah. So the beauties, the qualities, the attributes, the character, the conduct, the beauties of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when we read and when we learn and when we know, so our love with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam increase. So that is the way to read the biography of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And really, that is very beautiful. That should be our routine, to read the seerah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on daily basis. Really, I'll request you to read the beautiful seerah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For that purpose, alhamdulillah, they are very, very beautiful books are available, as Sirat-e Rasool-e Arabi, the seerah of Rasool-e Arabi. So that is available. Then Sirat-e Mustafa, that is available. Then there are many other seerah books are available. So whatever book of any Sunni scholar is available for you, so you should read from that book. Then you will recognize the qualities, the beauties, the character of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the kindness, the politeness, the greatness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So as there are some ways to acquire the love with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, similarly there are some signs of love with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well, and I'll mention those signs so that we can think about our own condition, how is that, and are these signs found in our life, and are these signs existing in our lives. So one of the signs is recitation of Salatu Salam over the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and really that is very beautiful sign, and it is really very necessary and very important, because whosoever loves the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he definitely recites Salatu Salam over the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well. As when we read the biographies of the devotees of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so we find this habit and routine of recitation Salatu Salam in their lives. And recitation of Durood is an action upon which Almighty Allah has emphasized, and Almighty Allah has commanded us to recite Salawat ala Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as Almighty Allah has stated in the Holy Quran, the very famous ayah, Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala Nabi, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Stated, Allah sends his salawat, graces, honors, blessings, mercies on the Prophet and his angels too, means ask Allah to bless him. O you who believed, send your salawat on him and send him salam. That is the commandment of Allah, that Allah sends his mercies, blessings, favors, graces over the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the angels which are near to Allah, which have closeness of Allah Azza wa Jal, they recite salawat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. Means they ask for blessings and favors from Allah azza wa jal over the Khulifa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Allah azza wa jal is commanding us to recite salat and salam both. Salat and salam both. So when we recite as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, we act upon the commandment of this ayah, given in this ayah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. So we should make our habit to recite salawat, particularly at least 313 times. Why? Because that number is considered as abundance. So when we recite 313 times durood over the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it would be considered as recitation salawat in abundance, and it has a lot of excellences. Then the other sign of love with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam is to make mention the name of Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam and remembering beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam and trying to listen to the remembrance of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam as it was the routine of Sahaba ikram. They used to sit and start mentioning the remembrance of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sometimes the excellences, sometimes the other qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And because of Sahaba ikram, we have known biography and seerah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because Sahaba ikram, they mention the seerah, the qualities, the beauties, the attributes of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to tabi'in, and tabi'in mention to taba tabi'in, and then to muhaddithin, and then they compiled in their books, and now we read those books of seerah, we read those books of hadith, we read those books of the biographies of Sahaba ikram. So mentioning and remembering the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam is one of the signs. Then the other sign is the reverence, the great reverence and respect for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. And really, that is very, very important and very, very necessary, because reverence for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is our iman. If there is no reverence for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then there is no iman. Every Muslim has reverence and respect regarding Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his heart. If someone is ma'adallah deprived of this beauty, this reverence in his heart, he is not Muslim. He is out of the fold of Islam. And the reverence of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that thing upon which Almighty Allah has emphasized in Quran a lot. Not only one place, in many places. That is a separate topic, and inshallah we will discuss that as well. But in just in mentioning the signs of the love with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Almighty Allah has stated, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَرْفَعُوا أَصْوَاتَكُمْ فَوْقَ صَوْتِ النَّبِيِّ وَلَا تَجْهَرُوا لَهُ بِالْقَوْلِ كَجَهْرِ بَعْضِكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ أَن تَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَغُضُّونَ أَصْوَاتَهُمْ عِندَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُولَئِكَ الَّذِينَ امْتَحَنَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ لِلتَّقْوَى لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُنَادُونَكَ مِنْ وَرَاءِ الْحُجُرَاتِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ O you who believed, raise not your voices above the voice of the Prophet, nor speak aloud to him in talk as you speak aloud to one another, lest your deeds may be rendered fruitless while you perceive not. Verily, those who lower their voices in the presence of Allah's Messenger, they are the ones whose hearts Allah has chosen for piety. For them is forgiveness and a great reward. Verily, those who call you from behind the dwellings, most of them have no sense. So look at this ayah and understand the meaning, how great respect and reverence of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam Allah azza wa jalla has mentioned in this place. When you are present in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what should be the level of your voice? How loud should be your voice and how low should be your voice? And in which way you should speak to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now the other sign of love with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is love with all those with all the companions, with all Ahl-e Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, particularly Imam Hasan Hussein and other personalities of the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and loving Medina as well. why love with Sahaba Ikram, why love with Ahl-e-Bayt, why love with Imam Hasan Hussain, and why love with Madinatul Munawwara and Makkatul Mukarramah? Because all these were beloved to the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They were very close to the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sahaba Ikram, Subhanallah, they got ziyara of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They stayed sitting in the company of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and they got the beautiful company and blessed company of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So that is their excellence. Subhanallah, Sahaba Ikram, who have got ziyara, who have got the vision of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So that is their status, and that is their excellence. And then Ahl-e-Bayt include the wives of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Azwaj-e-Mutahharat, and the sons of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the daughters of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Hazrat Fatima, Hazrat Zainab, Hazrat Umm Kulsum, Hazrat Ruqayya, and in sons, Hazrat Abdullah, and Hazrat Qasim, and Hazrat Ibrahim, the sons of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we love all those. Why? Because they were the sons and the daughters of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and we love because of their relation with the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then particularly we love Sayyidina Imam Hasan Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, because they were very, very beloved to the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam loved them, love him, and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam commanded us to love Imam Hasan Hussain. So because of the commandment of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and because of the love of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with them, we love Imam Hasan Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. Then Madinatul Munawwara, that was the dwelling place of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we love that city, we love the people of that city, Ansar, Sahaba Ikram, and the other pious predecessors of that city, the people of Medina, the Muslims of Medina. So we love all those, because that city was beloved to the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and that was the city of our beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So loving all those which have any good relation with Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is also sign of love with Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then the other sign of love is to follow the commandments of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and following the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as well. And really, everyone knows very well, and everyone can realize this, that following the commandments and following the sunnah is really the sign of love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and it has been emphasized in the Quran, and that is the main cause of sending prophets from Allah Azza wa Jalla. Almighty Allah has sent His prophet to be followed, means the people should follow the Rasul of Allah, as Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned in the Holy Quran. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا لِيُطَاعَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. We never send a prophet except to be followed. Means they should be followed. They should be followed. Their commandment should be accepted. Their commandment should be followed. So for that purpose, Allah Azza wa Jalla has sent prophets. And in the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned regarding ita'at and ittiba for both. Regarding ita'at, Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. He stated, and whosoever obeys Allah and the Messenger, then they will be in the company of those on whom Allah hath bestowed His grace, of the prophets, the Siddiqun, and the martyrs, and the pious ones. And how excellent these companions are. So means, following, obeying Allah and His Messenger. That is the thing which has been mentioned in this ayah. Allah Azza wa Jalla has told us the way of getting the company of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on the Day of Judgment and in Paradise. So if we wanna, as we want, the company of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Paradise, so then the way Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned in this ayah, Allah Azza wa Jalla has told us in this ayah, the way is obeying the commandments of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then the other ayah, which is about the ittiba of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Almighty Allah has stated, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. See, O beloved Prophet, O people, if you claim love of Allah, then follow me. Almighty Allah will love you, and He will forgive you your sins. So that is the commandment of Allah. If someone loves Allah, then he should follow the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then Allah will love him and Allah will forgive him his sins. So that is one of the very, very important signs of love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to follow the commandments of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to follow in each and every walk of life, every aspect of life. So alhamdulillah, we are Muslims, we love Allah and His Messenger, and we claim as lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that is our really responsibility, to follow the commandment of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and try to get all these signs in our lives. Recitation of salawat, as I mentioned, then mentioning and remembering of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then listening naat and the seerah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the teachings and the guidance from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then the reverence for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then loving sahaba ikram, ahle bayt, imam Hasan, Hussein, and Madinat al-Munawwara, and loving everything which belong to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which have any good relation with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then following Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in all of our lives, in all aspects of our lives. So we should look at our character, and we should look at our routine, we should look at our life. How is that? Is that in following of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or is that away from the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So we should be thoughtful in this regard. May Allah enable us to follow the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and may Allah grant us all these signs in our lives. Ameen. Jahin Nabi Ameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
In the light of hadith, in the light of hadith, in the light of hadith, in the